This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time to go with the flow, as it were, energized and ready for Tuesday the 15th of November. I'm Doug Steffen, a third of the DJV crowd. Am I the most important third?
Yeah.
There you go. Editorial comment, and it isn't even from the peanut gallery, who might say the same thing. There's Jennifer Horn. There's Jennifer Horn. There's Victoria Keelan. There's Victoria. Okay. So you get it. I'm going to ask your indulgence, ladies, for a moment, before we figure out whether Donald Trump was actually born in Pakistan or not, to figure out how it is that we can count our blessings and deal with those who curse us. And I say yes because we all here have different points of view. And the points of view are reflected in politics, in our lifestyle, in what we do with our spare time and who we love, how much money we spend on clothes. Well, I mean, look at how many things separate us. There are all kinds of things that separate us. But you know one thing? There are two things, actually, that bring us together. One, we are a member of the human race. And two, we are Americans. So when I look around, and you know you can tell in my voice how troubled or troubling it is for me to witness all this stuff in the lower world. Because that's what it is, these folks who, instead of taking the high road and picking the higher ground, like in the Van Morrison song, they go down into a place that doesn't serve them, us, anybody. And so I was reminded of the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., who said the following: far from being the pious injunction of a utopian dreamer, the command to love one's enemies is an absolute necessity for the survival of our civilization. Yes, it is love that will save our world and our civilization. Love even for our enemies. And the thing that is troubling and brings me around to that, we found the news media referred to one side or the other as the enemy. And I'm not talking about the Republicans and Democrats. I'm talking about other people in the media. The people on MSNBC are the enemies of the people on Fox. You know how nonsensical that is. But yet it's a way to get people to listen. It's a position. There are some people who do radio programs who really don't like each other because they're on different ends of the political spectrum. But yet it's entertaining radio to listen to people fight, so some people think. So I give you Martin Luther King's words to think about as you will. You are not my enemy, even if you disagree with me. You aren't my enemy because you're black. You're not my enemy because you have a different religion. You are not my enemy because you're a different sex. You're not my enemy because you don't have as much money as I do or you have more. You're not my enemy because you're either smarter than I am or not quite as smart as I am. You're not my enemy because you're different. You're somebody who's here trying to figure it out. Isn't that it? What else really is there? I looked at the letter. The publisher of the New York Times sent an apology letter to subscribers and vowed in the future to be better and more fair at reporting. Hello? What kind of an admission is that?
I find that crazy. I heard about
fascinating.
That. Yeah.
I did. I found it. For me, it's a wake-up call for the news media and people who are maybe I put older in quotation marks. People who run radio stations and radio groups and television stations and television groups and things just they were these people. The New York Times turned off a lot of people and made themselves more irrelevant than they ever have been. And now they know it, so they're apologizing, hoping to get some people back.
Financially,
again.
They were already suffering.
Yeah.
If you look at this election, excuse me, there's my frog.
Yeah.
If you look at this election cycle, no matter what side of the aisle you are on, you have to acknowledge the fact that the media has now taken on a new role in trying to influence the outcome of
elections. Trying is
right.
The word there, isn't it? Huh?
And I think that was as much of anything as the result of Donald Trump winning and surprising everybody is, again, people's fatigue with the media trying to get involved and tell you what to think. Mm-hmm. And maybe not being able to even trust the news that they're delivering. I mean, you saw the media get so involved with the primary win of Donald Trump. They helped him. And then that same media that helped Donald Trump during the primaries turned on him during the general election and tried to take him down. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting to see how what used to be a way for us to connect with people and a way for us to get news and to know what was going on in the world, and it was a respected profession, has now sort of become an influencer of not only pop culture, but now of political life in this country. It's very strange, the shift.
Well, it's strange because we're not used to it. It's different. I mean, we all have things going on in our lives individually that change our point of view probably from day to day. There are many people who grew up very liberal, and as they got older, they got very conservative because they were faced with some realities that they didn't expect. Doesn't happen with everybody. It happens with some people, and the other way around, too. I know people that grew up that were very, I don't like the word conservative because I don't think it gets used properly, but they had a philosophy that was the opposite, for some people, of progressive. I don't think that's fair either, but I'm trying to put, I'm not trying to put the same labels on both sides as has been the case, but we change. And if we don't change, we're pretty much dead. So why do you want to live and feel the same when things are changing all around you? Every day, your body changes. The cellular structure of your body today is not the same as it was yesterday. God is not even the same as it was an hour ago. Everything changes, except people who are stuck in ideas and they don't nurture their mind, they don't nurture their body, they don't nurture their spirit. So they see this as something of a watershed. The world is going to come to an end. It is going to be coming to an end, for God's sakes. There are all kinds of checks and balances. Let's see what happens. So I said what I did because I saw that thing from Martin Luther King, and it prompted me to really want to just say, I don't care about Steve Bannon. I don't really care about the people around Donald Trump. I care about what happens to this country. And I think we're eating ourselves alive for no good reason. We have so much to be thankful for. There's so much good here. Why screw it up? You know, that's really it. That's all there is. There isn't any more.
Well, it's easy. I mean, it is easy for us to say that there's so much good. There are a lot of people who, you know, are starving and people who have,
you know what?
Who don't feel that there's that much good.
That may very well be the case. But I have my point
of
view.
We're all very fortunate that
we
have a lot good that's going on.
And I'm not here it's not my job, frankly, to, I do a lot of caretaking. That just happens to be my nature. But it isn't my job to. I'll do it because I want to. My political, spiritual philosophy is that we make a choice when we come into this world as to what lessons we want to learn. And that may be harsh, it may be cruel, it may sound weird, whatever it sounds like, that's what I believe. I'm sorry that there are people who are troubled.
In a way, we're all troubled. I mean, we just have different ways of
But how can you? But I'm confused that you can believe that, because we talk all the time about veterans who have PTSD and people who have been put in the front lines and who are suffering. You're saying that they're choosing that? I don't understand that.
I think there are life's lessons. I think there are lessons that we have that we don't understand. There's so much about life that we do not understand. I mean, think about, again, what I just said about your body. It's not the same today as it was yesterday. The planet is not the same today as it was yesterday. The universe isn't the same today as it was yesterday. There are things we just can't possibly understand. I think that people suffer. I think our job is to help people who can't help themselves. And in that way, I agree with you in terms of how we go about helping people. But I also... I am not about to condemn or criticize people because of the way they vote or because of the way they think or because of the way they act. They are doing it because that's their choice. They've made choices and they need to live with them. I don't have to accept them. I don't have to like them. But I am tired of getting wrapped up and involved in all of this stuff. I do my bit every day to try to make life better for the people who listen to this program and for the people who are in my lives. I do my best. It's up to everybody else to do their best. And if they can't or don't or won't for whatever the reason, I can't help that. I can't change who Donald Trump is. I can't change the election. I can maybe influence to a point how people think about it, giving the same sort of conversational focus that I have in the last couple of minutes here. But to continue to grouse about stuff that I really can't control, and neither can you. We can control what's in our own. We can control who we love and how we love. We can control the essence of what we spend, money-wise, what we eat, put into our bodies, you know, that kind of stuff. But I think it sounds harsh to think that those people should be better. They are who they are. They do what they do. And if they want to change, they will. If they don't, they won't. So be it. Take a deep breath after that. About a little bit of sports news in a moment here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Did you know that 29 million Americans have type 2 diabetes? More troubling, 8.1 million Americans are unaware they have this condition. I'm Senator Kay Wolf from Kansas, and this November I am elevating awareness during National Diabetes Month. If you have type 2 diabetes, your doctor can develop a treatment plan. Early intervention can be key to managing this chronic condition and keeping your blood sugar levels stable. Talk with your doctor about getting screened for type 2 diabetes. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, the Chicago Cubs have a song, Go Cubs Go.
Yeah.
About the Chicago Cubs. And I wonder, Steve Goodman, who was the guy who sang the original one, right? This song has gone way up in the
it's
charts.
It's all over the charts. And I think Bill Murray helped it because he was singing with them on SNL. So
I don't actually know this song, but the rest of you know.
Well, here it is.
Really? Yeah, I know this, but I didn't know it before this week. This last part of the month.
I think you have to kind of be a Cubs fan and go because they played at the park.
They played at the park.
Right, we had to get home park.
Yeah,
right. Sing it at Wrigley Field.
Well, maybe we should use this as a theme for a sports report. For a while, anyway. Turns out, in a sad twist, the family decided to sell the rights to Go Cubs Go a few months before they entered the World Series, so the family of Steve Goodman doesn't get anything out of this. It's kind of too bad. 20 past, 21 after the hour.
The Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The hour on the DJV experience. This is Aerosmith. Aerosmith is going to hit the road next spring for what they're calling their farewell tour. The Aerovideric. What is this? How do you pronounce this?
Arrivederci. Get it? Like Aerosmith?
Instead of Arrivederci. Oh! How dull am I?
Well.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, it starts.
Like I said it once. I don't need to say it again.
No, I'm saying Arrivederci. It's Arrivederci, and it's instead of Arrivederci, it's Aerovederci.
Yes, something like that.
Yes, I needed a.
We should probably tell them it's a stretch. You know, yeah. I mean, I get what they're trying to do.
Aerovederci, baby. Aerovederci. Starts in Tel Aviv May 17th. 17 dates before wrapping up in Zurich on the 5th of July. Joe Perry, the guitarist for Aerosmith, says the idea has been discussed for a long time now. He said, quote, "We all know our age is creeping up on us, but man, we try to follow the lead of the original blues guys and the early rockers and just keep playing till we drop, you know? We all have different feelings about it. It's kind of like me doing this program. I'll do it till I can't talk anymore. It's a dream of mine, like Perry has dreams and members of Aerosmith have dreams. They've been together for 46 years. My God, I didn't know it had been that long. 1970.
Do you remember them from back in the day in Boston?
Yeah, I actually do because I played
their
music.
They're like from the 70s.
When I was a jock, I played. I was in 71 and 72. I was a morning jock on a station that played what was called progressive rock at the time. And this was almost as progressive as it got.
Yeah.
And now
it's not. Did you really like it? Did you like that format?
No.
I was going to say, it doesn't seem to be in your wheelhouse.
No, it wasn't me. It was the guy who I'd worked for at another station that wanted me sort of desperately to come work on his station. And I said, yeah, but it didn't work for me. I was never comfortable with this. And yet now I am. It's part of what I was saying before.
Well, that music sounds light now compared to what
you did. Yes, it does. Right. And it's part of what I'm saying about the change.
I remember thinking I was such a rebel for liking Bon Jovi in the sixth grade. Bon Jovi and Guns N' Roses. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm hard, baby. I'm hard.
Yeah.
I was not hard. I was a nerd.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're still kind of nerdy.
Hey, Justin.
Well, so am I. You're in good company. What the heck? So they haven't. What I want to know is why they haven't got any North American dates on this. If it's a farewell tour, don't they belong here?
No one here can say the name.
Saying goodbye? What? Arrow Verderci?
Right. Arrow Verderci.
I can do it now. Arrow Verderci,
like
baby.
It sounds like none of us know any Italian.
No.
This makes us sound really bad. Can you imagine in Italy?
Are you kidding? Keelan? Hello, a little Irish? Not much
right.
Italian. Horn? How horn's about
yeah,
as
what
English
does that
as
mean?
It gets? It's a horn. And Shillin,
that's Irish Czech.
Pretty a British, the British Isles anyway. And Stefan, what's that? Stefan's like a mutt. But there's a German mutt there. At any rate, I still think Aerosmith needs to come over here. Maybe that's why they're doing this, because they don't really want to quit. They're going to say goodbye over there, and they'll come here. They'll say goodbye. They go to Australia, say goodbye. We'll go to Asia. Asia Minor. It's 28 past the hour.
Chase your dreams. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A hunter once took his dog out to find a rabbit. His dog found and chased the rabbit, but had no success in catching it. The hunter scolded his dog and said, "How could you be so big but let a little creature like that get away from you?" And the dog replied, "I was just running for my supper, but the rabbit was running for his life." And that's how it is with dreams, I think. Most people go after them as though they're supper, when, in fact, we all need to pursue our dreams as if our lives depended on it. When we chase our dreams as though our lives depend on it, we will be much more likely to achieve them. For help with motivation for your dreams, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
I turn the music up, I got my records on, I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song.
It's 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan. Thanks to Kara Schillen, who is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Who knows who Dawood Ibrahim Khan is? Raise your hands, please.
It's a very long name.
Dawood Ibrahim Khan. Nobody's raising their hands.
He's a con artist, right? Is he an artist?
Yeah, he may. Some people think he is. That's the name, supposedly, according to the Pakistani news channel, that was the name Donald Trump was born with.
Oh.
In fact, Donald Trump, according to them, they claim he was born in Pakistan. He was adopted and taken to America.
That's great.
The story is all over social media.
This, of course, the reflection on what he said, this is coming from the same place.
So just for the brushstroke of irony, how fun would it be the next time he gets together with President Obama if Obama demands his birth certificate?
Yeah, right. No, Donald, I want the long form. Yeah, I want the long form birth certificate.
Right. Yeah, this is actually quite hysterical, frankly. The news report
says...
And
they have a child. They have a kid in the picture, don't they?
Like they
think
they have a blonde
little mini Donald.
Kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks
like
Donald
a little strawberry blonde kid.
Yeah. They claim he was a young Trump growing up in Pakistan. He was brought to London by some British-American army captain. And there, after his parents were killed in a car accident, he was put up for adoption and he was brought to America in 1955.
It's so like Harry Potter-esque. He's an orphan and then he becomes president.
Mm-hmm. Now, if only he's alive.
Wait a minute, where's Jane the Americans? Only in America. Land of opportunity.
So, based on how that child looks, he would have to be an albino Pakistani.
Yes.
You know? It could happen.
Uh-huh. I guess so.
Well, stop being
so
offensive.
The Europeans that lived, you know, remember, Pakistan was a British protectorate, and so there were lots of British soldiers there.
Oh, right, that's true.
So, you know, there's not.
Was it a colony like India was?
Yes, Pakistan and, well, they were all one at one point in time. You knew that. Pakistan hasn't existed that long. India was, and that's why they fight with each other as much as they do. Kind of going back to what I said in the last half hour about getting along, they were one. They were brothers like Cain and Abel, like the Jews and the Muslims. I mean, it's the same thing. It's really amazing how that theory repeats itself over and over again. On the planet. It really is. You look at some of the warring tribes, the Hutus and the Tutsis in...
Oh, I love their roles.
Yeah. In Africa, we're I can't do this.
I'm sorry, he's busting out Tutsis on me at 3 o'clock in the morning. What do you want me to do?
All right. So here's the latest
rumor. I'm not aware of the Tutsi tribe.
Right, how about a good talk radio rumor? Everybody ready for a good talk radio rumor?
Yes.
Okay, we all know who Laura Ingraham is, right?
Yeah, I know.
Laura Ingraham.
Bigger and better things, baby.
A program out of the same studio where Kara is and where I have been for a long time.
They have to stock staplers because she throws so many at interns' heads.
Allegedly.
Microphone.
They have a concrete wall between us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the easiest person in the world to get along with, apparently. Anyway, word is, the tongues are wagging with reports that Mrs. Ingraham is under consideration to be the press secretary in the new administration.
She gave a darn good speech at the RNC. It was not covered a lot by media because it was earlier on in the night. You know, they always cover like the primetime speeches. But at the RNC, she gave a very compelling speech that was, it was a hopeful story. It was less about politics and more about just a hopeful story. She is very smart. The only bummer here is that Kellyanne Conway, who was Donald Trump's campaign manager, again, this is, love him or hate him, you look at what went right and what went wrong with the campaign, and his campaign started going right when Kellyanne Conway stepped into the picture. The reason I bring that up is because I think she's the one that's kind of got first right of refusal on the press secretary job, and I think if she wants it, it'll probably be hers, but many people are saying she just wants to go back to doing her job, which is pollster, campaign manager, and believe me, her ticket's punched. I mean, she can charge top dollar now, so...
Sort of like Morris, in a way. She's
the cat?
Don't you think that she's like, what's his face?
Oh, Dick Morris.
Dick Morris, yeah, yeah. Was to Clinton in that way?
Yeah,
pollster,
yeah,
advisor.
Kind of. Right.
You know, she doesn't take her shoes and socks off, probably. But is that too inside?
I don't know what that means.
Wait a minute. All right. So I better explain that then. Yes, Jennifer, you get my drift, right? You know what that means?
I don't know what that means.
You know what that means? Okay. The reason that Bill Clinton and Dick Morris had a falling out had nothing to do with the advice that Dick Morris was giving Bill Clinton. Dick Morris was found in a compromising situation with a compromising person sucking his toes.
Oh, God. Oh. Who was that? Who was sucking Dick Morris's toes? I've seen that guy.
Whoa, you... That was amazing.
Yeah. Nameless, faceless person of the opposite sex And his wife, Eileen McGannon, came close to not divorcing him, but using a knife on him.
What?
And oh, this is a, you didn't. Well, I don't know how. Well, I think that story was fairly well known.
I feel like I just had a history lesson.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
Dick Morris was quite a philanderer, and he.
So wait, he was so much of a philanderer that Bill Clinton didn't like him.
Yeah, right.
Bill Clinton's like in here.
If Bill Clinton says no, dude, you've crossed the line.
I feel like that's a lot of philandering.
Yes. Well, anyway.
Wow. Because so, now Dick Morris wrote a book about how to defeat the Clintons. I mean, he's like totally out of their
league
now.
Oh, absolutely. He was after that, he went right down. He used to be on this program a lot before any of you were around. He was, and he and I would consider us to be friends. I'm sure that if we saw each other in some gathering, we'd have a nice conversation for a while. Because that's just, I mean, I got to know him pretty well in the 90s. And he really, I don't know, this is a hard thing to wrap yourself around. His wife, now, you don't see anything that Dick does without his wife being identified as part
of it. Sure, she's watching over those precious toes of his.
Yeah.
She's like, this is my ground, lady. Stay away.
Uh-huh. Right. I think that's more or less what it was.
Men's feet, first of all, just creep me out to, like, no end. Oh. So I'm like, I can't even imagine.
I'd pay someone to suck my husband's toes. If that was, like, a thing. Sorry. Not
I started wearing yoga feet. They are yoga toes. You ever seen those?
Yeah, those are so bad.
Yeah. Are they? Well, they're straight nuggets.
You
toes,
can see
though.
Your toes, though.
So how did we
wait,
go
what from? Is it? Yoga? What are you wearing?
Yoga
those shoes
toes.
With, like, the toe holes.
Well, they're shoes, and they are a little plastic thing you put on your toes.
Oh, they look like bunion. The little things that you get when you get or pedicures.
Yeah.
That keep your toes apart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
So and you walk around like that?
Donald Trump is talking about my toes. How long did it take?
It was all Dick Morris' fault. He was the connector.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so you get the drift of things. I wish Laura well. I hope that she wants to do that, that she is able to do it. It's
She and Sean Hannity.
Yep.
And Jennifer Horne, to be fair, were on the Trump train from the very beginning. Yeah.
Yes, you were. Yep. Choo choo. Good and plenty. Good and plenty. That, you know the old good and plenty choo choo train.
I mean,
it's not from the same league as Dick Morris. Anyway, demonstrations. That I like in a moment. It's 43 past the hour.
Preparing our homes and lives for the upcoming holiday season can be easier if you've got the right products. Bissell's Pet Hair Eraser Vacuum features a tangle-free brush roll, so hair goes in the tank instead of on the roller. The Cyclonic Pet Hair Spooling System captures hair for hands-free emptying, and the Smart Seal Allergen System traps allergens inside the vacuum as the Febreze filters leave freshness behind. Honeywell's Lyric Round Wi-Fi thermostat syncs with smartphones and uses geofencing to control temperatures when you're home and savings while you're away. Apple HomeKit and Amazon Alexa compatibility permit adjustments using Siri and Alexa. Smart alerts can update you on your HVAC system status and provide filter change reminders. Fragrance filters provide homes with a MERV 8 level of filtration to effectively capture allergens as the natural fragrance options freshen your home without the dangerous chemicals contained in most candles and air fresheners. They can be affordably purchased in a variety of sizes at fragrancefilters.com or at Amazon. Jura Z6 automatic coffee machine provides a bean-to-cup experience that's freshly ground, not from a plastic capsule. Jura's exclusive barista technology pulse extraction process brews the most flavorful espresso every time, easily prepares specialty coffees with just the touch of a button. The Slingbox M2 makes it possible for anyone to view their home's TV channels and DVR content anywhere in the world with a connected device. Slingbox M2 has no geo-blocking, allowing unlimited access to your home TV and DVR with no monthly fees. It's now priced just under $100, their lowest price ever. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen. Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 after the hour. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The words of John Pohl, who is a Canadian radio personality. His thoughts on American celebrities who have vowed to move north because Donald Trump was elected. This host said on the air, "We have no interest in B-list celebrities coming to Canada. We know celebrities. We have real celebrities. Wait until your stars realize that 90% of our TV shows are made in the U.S. and they have to go home to continue to work."
That's funny.
Yeah, they already have Justin Bieber. They don't need any more people.
Right. Yeah, have him. Right.
They've got enough trouble. And it's so funny because 90% of our TV shows are made in Canada. So it's amazing that Canada has the money to film stuff in the U.S. when the U.S. doesn't. And that's why we have to film everything in Canada.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Like, Designated Survivor is a good
Toronto,
example.
Toronto, I think, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Done in Toronto. All right, so demonstrations are seemingly a sign of the times. And here's one that is very serious that I am behind 100%. This would be a reason for me to protest. I would join a protest if I knew where there was one locally. The demonstrators today gathering outside offices in many cities of the Army Corps of Engineers and the energy companies that are part of the Dakota Access Pipeline. 200 protests are going to take place, I believe, today. It's called the Day of Action. These leaders who are supporting the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in an effort to urge the government to stop the pipeline going over their land. This is a $4 billion project, and the opposition has been completely solid and straight from this headquarter. I was the first person on the air, and I say this proudly, to talk about this when nobody else was talking about it, when there were just a few pictures on social media, maybe Facebook, that was it. And now, all of a sudden, everybody wants to get in on the act. That's fine. This issue needs to be elevated so that people, I mean, you want to protest some. Here's something perfect to protest. These guys are getting screwed 35 ways from Sunday, pushed around by people who don't really give a damn about what it's like to live in the shadow of where they live. The pipeline is about 85% complete. Phillips Petroleum, one of the investors, said that the only construction work left to be done is where it would affect the Indians. So in the meantime, you can imagine a lot of these people who have been very active in the political world in the last few months want to see it done. I want to see it done because I think we need that. I think we need the pipeline from Canada to the Gulf. That ought to be built. But it would be very easy to just go around these people.
It seems like it would be.
They're concerned. Just easy. Mm-hmm. So why not do it? Yeah. Why keep doing the old American salute to them? It doesn't make sense to me. So I'm going to get in on that one. Anybody want to come with me?
I'll go.
Sure.
Okay, let's go. Let's have some fun.
You bring eating donuts, right?
Yeah, no. Indian donuts. Yeah. 50 minutes past the hour.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. The folks at Adidas have a new project that we want you to know about. And there's news from Instagram. Instagram.com/DJV Show. There's some news there. There's always news there. But there's an announcement from Instagram itself, which we will cover totally in a matter of moments here.
Temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
Let's sign up for Adidas. They announced yesterday they've been working on a new project with Harley Ocean Plastics. What are they creating here, Victoria?
Well, this is kind of something really cool. Adidas and Harley Ocean Plastics have teamed up. They're going to make an entire line of running shoes and athletic gear made from ocean plastics. So garbage that has been thrown into the oceans around the world, Harley Ocean Plastics collects this garbage and they repurpose it. But this is the first time it's been turned into high-performance athletic wear. And so Adidas has promised and committed to make 1 million pairs of these sneakers by the end of 2017, which they're going to be using 11 million plastic bottles that have been recovered from the oceans. And they have literally taken the plastic bottles, they break them down, and they turn the plastic into threads, and then they have sewn them into this fabric. They've made this really incredible high-tech fabric out of this recycled plastic, and they're making it into the Ultra Boost model of Adidas running shoes, which is the most popular model. Kanye West has his Yeezy Boosts. So the Boosts are the number one sellers for Adidas, and so now they're making these into the Ultra Boosts. And Real Madrid, the soccer team in Spain, they're sponsored by Adidas, and now their jerseys will all be made from this Parley Ocean plastic as part of this project.
Wow.
So it's they say that a truckload of plastic gets dumped into the oceans around the world every 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, people go, oh, well, you know, people don't care about the oceans. Well, if you eat fish, you're eating plastic because the fish have eaten the plastic. Now we eat the plastic.
Oh, yeah.
And something, there's an alarming, people don't think about it that way, but like,
yeah.
There's an alarming rate of plastics that are in our bloodstreams. If you if you go and have your blood drawn and you ask your doctor to see what else is there,
plugs up the needle and you got a problem.
You have a lot of plastic in your system. We all do. And it's, you know, so this is, Parley has been a company that's been working with Richard Branson for a lot of years. They're a really great company. So it's very cool that Adidas is going to make something stylish and useful out of it.
Instagram has an update to announce, a new feature. Is this something we're going to have on our Instagram page? Is this for everybody?
This is for everybody, yeah. Instagram Stories was launched in, I guess, July or August, and it's basically a competition for Snapchat, and it's doing really well because Snapchat is its own thing, and Instagram, you have your pictures, and then you also have your Instagram Stories, which are your live video chats, and now you can tag your friends in the stories, so it's even more Snapchat-like. So Instagram Stories are taking over.
Snappy.
Debbie.
All right. There's the report for you. 59 after the hour here.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.